Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel. We're on the second line from the top of the Amud. Amar Le Rav L'Ravasi. Lo Yistardu B'Masa. You should not live in a city de Lo Yitzonif Ba Susya. That a horse does not neigh there, meaning where there are no horses present. Horses are very useful to chase robbers. They afford protection to the city from enemies. Don't live in a city without an effective police force. Or a city where a kelev doesn't bark there. There's no canine unit. So keep away from those cities, which are dangerous places. Don't dwell in a city which is headed by a doctor. The Reish Masa, the head of the city, the mayor, is a doctor who is preoccupied with his practice and doesn't have time to pay attention to the needs of that city. Don't marry two women who might gang up on you. If you choose to marry two, marry a third one. This way, if two will gang up on you, the third one will tell on them to perhaps find favor in your eyes. This way you'll be safe and protected. Amale Rav L'Rav Kahana. Hafeich b'nevelta. Be prepared to turn over a nevela. Rather do that. V'loy seifich b'mili. Rather than turning over your words, than going back on your words. Just an expression. Hafeich b'nevelta. Rather than turning over and going back on your words. Marsha learns. Be prepared to turn over the nevela rather than being meipuch b'mili. He says teipuch b'mili means speaking lots of words, like hafeichba v'hafeichba. The more one speaks, the more is liable to say something inappropriate. Breiv dvarim le'echtal pesha. Minimize your words. What else did he tell him? Pshoit nevelta b'shuka. Be prepared to take on a job, even a degrading job. Pshoit nevelta, flay the skin of an nevela, b'shuk out in the market, v'shokal agra, to earn some wages, earn your own living, be self-sustained, v'loy tema kahanana. Don't say, I'm a kayin, and this is not befitting for me, as Tosis learns, he actually wasn't a kayin, but v'loy tema kahanana, don't say, I'm Rav Kahana, v'gav rabbana, and I'm a great man, and v'sanya b'milsa, it's not something appropriate for somebody of my stature. Rather go out and earn a living rather than depending on handouts. Now, the Tashbitz, Tshuva Svarim, the Tashbitz, Chavetz Chaim brings the Tshuva Dvar Shmuel, who all say the same thing, that, of course, a person who's completely dedicated to Torah, Bizman Hazeh, it's very difficult for a person to do both, to accomplish both, to learn and to teach Torah and to be engaged in business. In today's climate, it just doesn't work. Unlike in the time of the Chazal, you had Rav Yitzchak, who was a nafcha, blacksmith. You had them engaged in professions to support themselves and still were able to rise to such great heights. Today, our abilities are diminished and we're just very limited beings. It's either this or that. Therefore, Chavetz Chaim stresses this point, how important it is for a Rav, Dayan, etc. Yeah, to be supported by the community. And he brings the Gemara and Ksuvas, where they would support the Dayanim from the money of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tumas HaLishka. They gave him a salary because they were performing a service. Today's Rav, Talmud Chacham, the Kehillah fellows, who grew up to be the Magidish Yurim, the Paiskim, the Rabbanim, who Klal Yisrael are dependent upon for their spiritual sustenance. Of course, they are providing a great service and should and must be supported by Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Salkas le'igra. This was another piece of advice that Rav tells of Kahana. Salkas le'igra. Even if you travel just close by, as a marshal, you went up to the roof. Sheirusech b'hadach. You should have your food, your meal, sheirusech b'hadach, with you. Don't leave home without some type of food supply. Take along the matzahs and the sardines. And may a curry be must. Even when food is cheap, 100 curry, some type of vegetable, I think it's a pumpkin. 100 of these, or squash, 100 of these be musa. are sold in the town Bezuzah for just one zuz. It's very cheap. Food is very cheap. Still, don't leave home without it. Don't think, well, it's so cheap, I'll find it on the road. They should be under your clothing, meaning take it along with you. Keep away from drugs. Rashbam says, even for a fool, avoid taking drugs, prescription medicines, which can actually be addictive. If you can find an alternate source of remedy, do so. Don't jump over a stream of water, or as Rashbam has another pshat, don't take large strides, which can affect a person's eyesight. Don't uproot a tooth. If there's any other way to heal that tooth, prefer that than pulling it out, and then you have it no longer. Don't antagonize a snake, or antagonize a goy. These three you're not meant to antagonize. A young goy, a small sized snake, or a young student. My time, why? The malchusayu, even though now they seem timid and non-threatening entities, but when they grow up, the malchusayu, their malchus, their positions of power and authority, achire udznayu kai, is waiting right behind their ears. It's right around the corner. The guy can grow up and exact revenge on one who abused him when he was young. On the contrary, we have this well-publicized story with the Nadi Yehuda, that he saw this Geisha child walking in the street crying, and he had Rachmanis on him. He took interest in him, and he saw that he was an abandoned child. They gave him money, took care of him. And many, many years later, he got a knock on the door all the night, and it's this guy warning him about a plot. The guy apparently knew that the Yidden right after Pesach will go buy the bread, and they laced bread with poison. And he was going to tell the Noidu Yehuda about this plan, remembering how nice the Rav was to him when he was a child. And the Noidu Yehuda's whole story that he extended Pesach for another day. That was the year that they had the 9-day Pesach. In the meantime, they were able to get the police on the case, and they arrested the perpetrators, and the Yidden was saved. They didn't go out and buy bread that day. And this was all because of a favor that was done to a Geisha child when he was young. Amalei Rav Aivu Bre. Rav tells his son Aivu, look, I give up. I tried my best. Tarchi Bach B'shmata. I was matriach to teach you Torah, but I'm also without success. To agmrach milad alma, come, let me teach you some worldly advice, some business advice. So he says like this: adachala, that's sand. Adachala akarach, while the sand is still fresh on your feet, you've just returned from a business trip with merchandise. Immediately, zvinach zavin, sell off your merchandise, sell off quickly, and head out again on the next trip. Don't wait around. Kol mili. Anything that you sell, call me zoven v'sechart. Anything that you sell, it would make sense perhaps to regret having done so. You see, the price goes up. Bar, except for one thing, bar mechamra, except for wine. The zoven v'sechart. Whenever you sell, never have second thoughts. Why? Because perhaps had you held on to that wine, it would have spoiled and soured. Shari kisech. When you do business, first open your satchel, your wallet, accept payment. Pesach sakich. Then afterwards, open your sack and hand out the merchandise. COD, get paid before you deliver the merchandise. That's the best way. Kaba me'ara, rather earn just a bit, a small amount, a kav me'ara from close by, from taking a short trip. V'loy kura me'igra, rather than earning a kura, a large size profit. Me'igra, from having to go travel at a distance, rather take a short trip, earn less, than have to travel lots and earn more. Me'igra means from the rooftop, meaning from far away. Tamra b'chaloizach. As soon as you have some dates sitting in this chaloizach, in your kli, where they would put the dates, lebeis sudna roit. Run over to the home of the beer maker. sits around, you'll eat it, and you lose your raw material. Va'ad kama, up until what point? Amarav atlasa sa. Meaning, once you have three sa, it's enough to do the beer process. And if you have more than that, once you have three sa, more than that is extra, and you don't have to rush over to the base sudna. Even if you have a little for a snack, it's okay. You'll still have enough to do the beer process. Omar apap. If not for the fact that I was engaged in producing beer, Loi Atri, I would not have become rich. He became wealthy through producing beer. Now Tosis asks from a Gemara early in Pesachim, Rav Papa himself said, it was only because he married a Kohenes. He loved in a Sivi Kahanta, Loi Atri. He attributed his wealth to the fact that he married a Kohenes, and the family of Aaron HaKohen, Kohanim, have a bracha. And here we see it was due to the fact that he was a beer maker. It says Tosis Yeshleimar combined the two. The Hava Ha Garmale, both. Well, Goyrim, you know, the Mishnah Kedushin says that it's not the this particular profession that will produce wealth. Loy Ashiras Min Umnus, Valoy Anias Min Umnus, Shein Lecha Umnus, Shein Lecha Ashiras Vanis. There's no profession that doesn't have successes and failures. So it's not that the beer production on its own brought him the wealth, rather the fact that he had a schus, he married a kahenes, and the bracha, the Talmud Chacham with the kahenes, this brought about a bracha b'maaseh yadav and his handiwork, and he was successful in this business venture. Ikad Ami, there's another version of Rav Chisda. Eloi de Rabbi Shichra Le'atri, if not for the fact that I produced beer, Le'atri, I would not have become wealthy. My sudna, we refer to the beer maker as a sudna. How does he get that name? Rav Chisda, soid no'e u'gmiles chasodim. It's a soid no'e, pleasant secret. It's a good eitz. Masho says, not everybody realizes that from dates, you can make beer. From lemons, lemonade. So rather than just eating up the dates, this is a good advice, a good piece of advice. Take this relatively cheap raw material and produce it into a high-quality beverage, the beer, and exact a profit. So it gives the person the opportunity to do chesed because, Rashbam says, the raw material is relatively cheap. So this beer maker will have enough to give out for aniyim to do chesed with his dates. Amar Papa. Kol agav. Whenever we have a shtar chayv, a loan document, a credit note, that's called agav. It's a document to record a debt. It's just asking for trouble. Gav ya boy, you still have to go collect it, send out the collection agency. It's not so simple to get your money. Kol ashroy, this is even worse. Credit. That's even worse. Suffolk Asi, Suffolk Liasi, you sell on credit. You don't know if it's going to show up or not. Uda Asi, and when the money finally arrives, Mois Royce Nino, it's bad money. Rashbam says he gives him a coin here, coin there, payments, installments, and perhaps low quality coins. And being that it's not all at once, it gets squandered and not advisable. The best thing, COD, get your money as you deliver the product. So Ashroy is Safek Asak Loy. Asi the Asi Ma Ashroy is Nino. Continues the Gemara. Gimu Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yechonon Ushim Anshi Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yechonon quoted the following three things in the name of the dwellers of Yerushalayim. Kshata Yoytzil Mechama. One goes out to war. We're speaking not about a Melchemes Mitzvah, rather a arbitrary war. Melchemes Rishus. Al Teitzib Rishon. You shouldn't be the first one out. Ela Teitzib Achroina. Actually, be the last one. This way, you can be the first one back into town when they flee. This way you can come back in to town first if they need to run away. Be prepared to minimize your Shabbos meal experience, even if it looks like an ordinary weekday meal. Rather do that, be self-sustained, and minimize your eating rather than be dependent on public handouts. Endeavor to have an association, a partnership, or any sort of business association with a fellow who is having a successful hour. Shleisha dvarim, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Anshi Yerushalayim. Another three things. The Rabbi Shimon Levi quoted the name of Anshi Yerushalayim. Al tarbe beginois. Don't expose yourself in your gardens, meaning even though it's in your private estate, well, you're in public eye, and you have to conduct yourself accordingly, Mishum Masa Shahaya, out of concern due to this Masa Shahaya with Bathsheba, who was rinsing on the rooftop, David HaMelech knows her, so one may think that he's in the privacy of his own home, but no, you're out in public eye and meant to present yourself as you would in public. Bitcha Bagra, when your daughter grows up and becomes of age and you can't find a suitable match, Shachrir Avdecha V'Teinu, be prepared to even set your slave free and pair her up with your daughter. Now, although releasing an Eved, speaking about a Goyish Eved, Eved Knani, prematurely is an Avera, Yo'iver, an Aseh, Lo'ilom Behem Tavoid, but we know the Gemara speaks about situations where it does justify it's a mitzvah rabbah, or the Gemara in Gittin speaks about a woman who presented a michshel, she was a pitfall for the rabbim, and such as in this case, once his daughter grows up and she's desperate for a shidduch, one should even be prepared to grow to such extent, be meshachar the eved, and pair her up. Vavizor b'ishtecha, one should take care regarding his wife. Michas narishain, keep her away. Keep her at a distance from her first son-in-law. So keep the shvigar away from her son-in-law. Why? What's the concern? My time. Rav Chisda Amar Mishum Erva, concerned about inappropriate behavior between the two. Rav Kahana Amar Mishum Mamon, concerned that perhaps she'll try to impress him. That's just the nature of things. And might squander all his money. Vava Isnu, and both concerns indeed are applicable. Amar B'yechnan, Shloisha Me'noichle Eilha Eilam Haba. There are three individuals who are Noichle Eilam Haba, they're inheritors of Eilam Haba. Eluhain, these are the three. Hador Beretz Yisrael, one who resides in Eretz Yisrael, Magadol Bonav Talmud Torah, one who raises his children to learn Torah, Vamavdil Alayayin B'Moitzoy Shabbos, one who does Avdolah Matzah Shabbos on wine, says, well, what's the big deal? Mayi. Everybody does that. V'Shayir Mikedush L'Avdalto, speaking about a person who has his wine is in short supply and he has some leftover from Kiddush. He withholds, he doesn't drink it throughout Shabbos, and saves it for Avdolah. And that's why it's so complimentary. And Tosfos points out that the order, the hierarchy is as follows. First comes Kiddush of the Laila, then the rest of the wine you'll leave for the Kiddush of daytime, if you have some left over, then you leave it for Avdolah. And after all that, on the bottom of the list comes Oinek Shabbos, if there's anything left over. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here, from the top of the Amud, on the first line of the Rashbam. The Reisha Asya. So we're going to go through the Gemara again. He told him, don't live in a city which is run by a mayor, Reife. Misha Torah ben Fu'oisa, he's busy with his Refu'ois, Ve'ina Oisik b'tzerchei tzibur, and not involved in serving the public. Lo'isadar b'masa lo'itzon of Basusya, in a city where there's no horses, Kalayma Shein Basus, Mishun Havin Yeturusa the Karata. Horses protect the city, Meganvi from thieves, Lida Vacharein, Latifsam, which can be used to pursue the Ganav. Latinsev, Tarti Nashi, don't marry two wives, Shleisisa Etzna, Alechara, they shouldn't be in cahoots and plot against you. If you need to, marry a third one, Nasav Tlas, Shem Tisi Etzna, Ashtayim, because if the two will gang up, Hashlishis Megalach, the third one will leave the pack and come tell you. Peshoit nivelta b'shuk. Be prepared to do even that. Peshoit oira b'schar, to remove its hide for payment. Rather do that than resort to being dependent on public funds. Salkas li'igro, shirusach b'yadach, kishetetze l'derech. When you leave town, afilu makam kar, even if it's just a short trip, mizanesech imach, take along your bread, take along your food. Maya curry bezuza. When 100 of these squashes are sold very cheaply, 100 per zuz, to see kanfich lihavi. Afilu hamazoinis bezul, you imach, even if food is cheap, take it along with you. Loisishti samo. Altishta samim. Don't take medicines. Because they're addictive. V'yelipcha shelcha. And you'll be drawn to it. V'tafsed mois, and you'll squander your money. V'afilu l'rafua. Loisishti im efshel for acheres. You can find an alternate approach to refuah, alternative medicine, natural remedies. Prefer that over prescription medicines, which can be addictive. Loitashvar nigra. Psia gasa, netelot maranaim. A large size stride can harm one's eyesight. So nigra, according to this pshat, means a step. V'yistim afarshi, the second pshat is nigra, is a reference to amas hamayim, a stream, which was called a nigra. Yirgil b'nei adam likpoit me'ivrezeh, le'ivrezeh, l'katzeh darkan, which people hop over. So once again, the concern is the large size stride. Le'ita'aka kacha, don't uproot a tooth. Shein mamash, mishim choyli. If you have an ailment in your tooth, don't try not to pull out the tooth. Sh'seifai l'srapi. Try to get it fixed up in its place rather than extricating it. Regarding the young fellows, the young Nachri, the Nachash Katan, Talmud Katan, be careful, don't antagonize them. The Machusaya, Chayre, Udnayu, Kaimin, Kalema. Asidin the Gadol, they're going to grow up with the godly muscle, and then they'll get powerful, and they'll exact revenge from you. Now he gave him some business advice. Adachol Akarech, Zvinach Savin, Boyd Achol Al Raglech. While the dirt from your travels is still on your foot, as soon as you arrive, sell off what you brought, this will allow you to leave immediately and bring more merchandise. Anything that you sell, you can have charata, if it grows up in price, the stocks go up after you sold it, it makes sense to feel bad, except for one thing. Bar mechamra, except for wine, shema ilu lo yamachra yamachmitz, because wine is something delicate and could have spoiled had you not have sold it. So it was a good gamble that you took by selling it off right away. Sharik, accepting payment. Kabel hamoyes tchila. First, open up your satchel, receive payment. Utnei mitzach kischa, va'achach psach hasak, v'tnei lekech. Then open up your sack and hand over the merchandise. Kaba ma'ara v'loy kura me'igru. Mutav shi'elech l'makam karv. Better travel locally li'estakad av amuot to earn just a little bit m'estakar harbi makam rochag, rather than traveling at a great distance to earn more. Tamri b'chaloyzcha l'beisud narot. Im yesh tomorrow bo'isikli. If you have some dates in that kli sh'naisun by tomorrow that they place the dates, maher la'asoyz mehem sheikh, hurry up and produce beer from it. Shem tamtam, if you wait around, you'll end up eating it, and you lose out on the opportunity. My sudna, lo manikra isha sheikha sudna, why is the beer maker called sudna? Soidna isa toivi. Shemers ashnemena, it's a good advice. Take this cheap raw material and exact a great profit. Ugmilas chasodim, yachal los is hemena, laniyim, las mem tztoko, vechesed. It's a cheap raw material, so you can have some for this world, some for next world, or a profit here, and get a mitzvah for Olam Haba. He told him, Kol agav gviya boya. What does that mean? Any document has to be collected. Kol davar shetzorach lichtav shar olav, kagoyin milva, va'amona, loan document, a credit certificate. Gviya gavya boya, you have to go collect it. Kolaymar, it's not finished. Adayinu tzorach ligboy, zvish batarach. You have to go collect it, which involves tzorach. Regarding credit, that's the worst. It might not come, and even when it comes, it's mois rois. The perli niale zuzu zuzu. It gives him to him one zuzu at a time, and ends up getting lost. Kadesh tukonis v'yishoyna, you're meant to be the last one out, because if you have to come back, you'll be the first one back in. Imtonis, if you have to flee the war. Al tara beginis, kolaymar. Al te yirogel lasis t'varech for hesya. Don't engage in, don't do your private stuff out in public, b'mokim mekula. Even if it's your private garden, Mishamasa Shaya, the David of Hashem, the Chsiv, Vayayish Rechetz, Malagag. Then we spoke about the mother-in-law taking care about the mother-in-law from the Duff and the son-in-law, Mishamama, Mishamiz Baz Bezalem, Mamaycha. She'll go squander your money. The Mishayim, the Kedusha, this fellow has just a little bit of wine, Sheish Lematiyayin, left over from the Kedusha, Omeneshti Yasai. He refrains from drinking it throughout Shabbos, Mishal Avdullah, to have it available for Avdullah. Continues the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha, This is a brisa. Shloisha machrus alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are three individuals who Hashem is so impressed with their self-control, with the fact that they have the ability to overcome very powerful nisyonos, extraordinarily difficult situations. And Hashem is machrus on them. Hashem announces regarding them in the Rukia. Marsha says, machrus apparently relates to what we spoke about yesterday, that Hashem is machrus. Keep away from him the ruchos, the shedim. Hashem protects him from harm. Who are these three people? Al Ravak Hador Bekrach. Al Ravak is a bachelor who is Dar Bekrach, lives in a city of Ein Choyte, and he exercises the highest degree of self-control, refrains from inappropriate behavior. Val Oni Hamachzer Aveda LeBaleh. This is something that happens sometimes, and they publicize in the news. The poor man, a homeless fellow, finds a lost item, and he's machzer, and he's honest. He's machzer aved lebaleh. This is something out of the ordinary. He's a poor man. He has all reason to take the aveda. No, he chooses to be honest and return it. Val osher hamaasher pereisa bitzina. A wealthy fellow comes a time of the year to take maser from his produce. He can go ahead and make a whole big ceremony from it and gain publicity. No, he chooses to be ma'aseh pereza b'tzina quietly, without fanfare. You know, for many years, the Reichman family here in Toronto, as generous as they were, and they supported so many causes, but they would make sure to do it b'tzina without fanfare. They wouldn't have their names, placed all over the buildings. B'tzina. There's another approach to this. Kinas Seifim Tar B'Chachma. Others feel it is good to publicize this way. It will encourage others to follow suit. But in any case, Asher who does a B'sinah is certainly commendable. Continues the Gemara, Rav Safra. We have an example of one of these. Rav Safra was an example of a Ravok Hador B'Krachava. He was a bachelor who lived in a city. Tani Tana Kame, the Rav Rav Safra. So there was a Chacham who presented this aforementioned Brisa in front of Rav and Rav Safra, extolling the great virtue of this bachelor who doesn't sin. Tzav upon of the Rav Safra. Rav Safra's face lit up. Wow, he's held in such high regard by Hashem. Amalei Rav. Rav turned to him and says, No, this is not what we have in mind. Lav kigaymar. We're not referring to somebody like you. You sit in Beis Medrash all day. You're not exposed to the elements, and it's not so impressive. What then? El Kegoin. I'll give an example of somebody who's confronted with these nisyonos and overcomes. Kegoin Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia, Davu Ushkefi Ba'ard Yisrael. These two were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. Now it doesn't seem like they were bachelors, but just an example of individuals who are exposed to the elements, and they have to engage in business and all these types of places. And that's the type of person who Hashem is impressed with. So these two were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael, Vavayasvi b'shuka de Zoynos, and they had their shop set up in a marketplace of Zoynos. Va'avdi luhu mis'ani le'Zoynos, and they produced the shoes for the Zoynos. That was their profession. And they would deliver it to the Zionists. Inu mistaklibu. The Zionists would look at them. The Inu, however, the tzaddikim here, they wouldn't pay attention. Loimadlan einayu. They wouldn't bother even lifting their eyes. Listakulibu, to gaze at these women. The Zionists were so impressed by the kedusha of these tzaddikim. Umumsayu. When they made a shvua, when you make a shvua, you usually mention something of kedusha. This is how they would express their shvu'ah. Umum sayu hocha, they would promise like this. Bechayeyun. In the life of the Rabbanan Kaddish, the holy rabbis, the Ba'ar, the Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. So here are people who confront the Nisyonos, and when they overcome, it's truly a high madrig. Continues the Gemara, Shloisha Kaddish Baruch Hu Oyavan. There are three individuals who Hashem has a special affinity for. Mishein Ekoyis. One who takes great care not to get upset, not to get angry. Umi she'ene mishtaker, one who doesn't get drunk. Umi she'ene imam midam midoisa, one who is easygoing, doesn't hold a grudge. He's mavater. You know, several well-publicized stories of the tremendous power, schus, of a fellow who is mavater, is not mamad amudosav. The story that happened with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a person who had children for many years, and he came for a bracha. Rav Chaim told him, go find a person who is not mamad amudosav, allows himself to be insulted, and doesn't get upset. And go get a bracha from him. His fellow figured, okay, big deal. Pretty easy job. I'll go find the first person who I see is an easygoing fellow. And it didn't seem, it came too easy to find this type of person. Until he was once at a wedding. And he sees somebody charging in and begins to yell at it. Somebody sitting at the table. It seems like they were adversaries. There was some type of litigation between them. And he starts yelling at him and insulting him in public. And the fellow was just sitting there. Initially, he was just trying to resist the onslaught. And this fellow, who was looking for high and low for this type of person, for the bracha, he quickly went over to this this person who was on the receiving end of the insults. And he says, please, just keep quiet. And this fellow looks back and says, well, who are you? What do you want from me? And he says, no, just I'll explain to you. Just keep quiet. Just stay still. And this other fellow, this attacker, was just abusing him over in public, yelling at him, embarrassing him, and he just kept, you know, he stood his own ground until the person finally gave up and left. And then our friend went over to him, he says, I need a bracha from you. And he explained to him the whole story of Chaim Kanievsky. He gave him a bracha. He gave him a bracha and he had a child. And when this story became public, others followed this type of school, and there are several stories printed where the brachas of these individuals who suffered embarrassment, insult, and did not respond, their brachas really carries weight. In any case, makes sense. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyavan. He loves his fellow. Shleish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinan. On the other hand, we have three people who Hashem has a dislike for. Number one is Hamadaber Echad Bepev Echad Belev. One who is not an honest fellow, not a straightforward fellow. He says one thing and his heart is thinking something else. One who withholds testimony that could benefit his friend. He knows he has information that could benefit his friend and he refuses to go testify, doesn't bother. Or a person who notices something inappropriate by somebody else. Who made by yechidi. He goes and he testifies. The problem is he's one alone. Now the Dayan won't believe him. And you have two Edom. So all he really did was slander this fellow. He just smeared his reputation with no tangible benefit here. Kiha, as we find the following story. The Tuvia, this was his name, Tuvia Chata, he sent. Va'asa Zigud. Zigud came along. Luchudei on his own. Va'asad Be'kamedera Papa. He told over the story to Rav Papa. Problem is, he was one alone. Nagde le Zigud. What did Rav Papa do? He gave Malkus to Zigud. Amalei, so Zigud complains. What's going on here? Tuvia chata. Who did the chet? Tuvia. V'Zigud mingud. And me, Zigud, I'm getting the Malkus. Well, how does that make sense? Amalei, Rav Papa responded in. Yep, I'll explain to you. Dechsiv lo yakum eid echad b'ish. Torah clearly says that we don't believe one eid. Now, you came yourself to offer testimony. Testimony which has no value. I can't accept it. I can't believe it. What was the purpose of you coming to me? Shame Rabbalmo, come off Kaspe. You're just spreading a bad word about him. You just be lashon hara. Therefore, he gave him Malkus. Let's see the Rashbam. Three lines from the top. Chata ba'avera. Shame Rahu to come off Kaspe. Ma'acha she'inato neman be'edus. Since your testimony is not accepted, there's no reason for you to convey this information. You're simply saying rechilas. You're saying lashon hara. Continues the Gemara. Fine. So he's not meant to spread the word, but the fact is he observed, he saw something inappropriate, and as the Rambam says, we're speaking that he actually explains the next Gemara that we were speaking, that he actually admonished him. He gave him Teichach and he refused to change his ways. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, if that's the case, Mutal Esnoisei. You can't publicize it, but you may have sinner. You can have enmity towards this person. Now, the Mefarshim point out, of course, we're not speaking about personal hatred. He dislikes the inappropriate behavior, the rishis, but not the person, chas v'shalom. Person is still a yid, and there's no basis for hatred. How do we know that sinner is justified in this case? Shenemar. Listen to this right from the pasuk. Kisirech amar sonacha. Roivitz tachas masoi. Pasuk says, if you notice, the donkey of your enemy, sonacha, your personal enemy, roivitz tachas masoi, crouching under the heavy the weight of the heavy load, go ahead and help him. Says the Gemara, my son, what type of enemy are we speaking about? Let's assume it's a non-Jew. Well, that's not the case. V'atanya, soini sha'amru, soini Yisrael. When the Pasuk speaks about a soini, it's specifically a Yisrael. V'lo yisoini nachri, not a nachri, because a nachri, you're not mochiv to go be ma'aziv ta'aziv imoy. Apparently the Pasuk speaks about Yisrael. Ela pshita soini Yisrael. A soini Yisrael. Umi shari l'misnai. Is one allowed to have senator yid? It's allowed in the Torah. I'm meant to have hatred to yid. When the pasuk is describing him as a sinner, apparently we're speaking about justified sinner. Why else would the pasuk speak about somebody doing inappropriate Russia who hates a yid for no reason? Apparently it's justified. So what is the circumstance here? Elodika sadi the avid isur. Apparently we're speaking that there are two edim who testified about this fellow's inappropriate behavior. If that's the case, then why is he your personal enemy? Why is it soinacha? He should be public enemy number one. Kuli alma nami misnisani. Everybody has sinned towards him. Maish nohai. Why is it only this person? Elala. Apparently we're speaking about this case. This unique circumstance. Ki haigavna, this case. The chazi be'iyu dvarev. That this fellow observed, he privately observed something inappropriate. And as Rambam says, he warned him and he was machiachim and he refuses to change his ways. In which case we know it's not out of ignorance, it's something malicious and purpose. He has a heter, not only a heter, we're going to see soon, it's actually a mitzvah to be soini the Ram. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah is noisa. Shenemar yiras Hashem, sunoisra, it's a pasuk of Mishlei. And the pasuk concludes, "Upisa puchis sonei si," says the Marsha. Sonei si indicates it's a personal issue. It's a personal. It's his own personal emotional response. Apparently, we're speaking that it's a thing that he observed in private, and it's a mitzvah to have sinner towards the ra, which is present, inherent, and embedded in this person. Amar Rav Acha bar the Rav Ravashi. What about this? Maula Meimer Leila Rabbi. If you observe somebody doing something inappropriate, and you machiach him, and you have a reason to be saying to him, can you go and relate this to your Rebbe? Lemisnaye, that his Rebbe will have sinner towards him, and some of Farshim explain, perhaps the point is to set him straight, as Rebbe will go and put him back on the right path. Is he allowed to do that? So he says like this, it depends. Amar Leila Ravashi responded, you can't just tell your Rebbe, because we're getting involved with that with the story of Papa, that if you're just slandering him, that's an isser. But if his Rebbe trusts him as though he would be to aid him, he has such a high level of trustworthiness in the eyes of his Rebbe, then he should tell his Rebbe. Because in this case, the Rebbe will accept it as fact and act upon it. So there's a point and purpose here. And Farshim point out that not just his Rebbe, any chashiv person must be somebody that you know is not going to spread it out and publicize it. A person who is of high stature, who will accept it, believe it, and use it for a good purpose. V'ilay, but otherwise, lay, he should not give over this information. Now, Tosis has a kasha. Gemara says that you can have sinna. It's actually a mitzvah to be soine this fellow for doing the avira. Well, the Gemara Matzia says, suppose a person is faced with a choice. Oyev lifreik v'soine litan. What does that mean? You have a friend of yours whose animal is overloaded and needs your help to unload. And you have a soine, an enemy, who needs some help loading up his animal. Generally speaking, unloading is certainly more important than loading because the animal is collapsing on that weight. But, says the Gemara, mitzvah b'soine kedei lokav v'zisrei. We're meant to go to the soine, help him. What's the point? Kedei lokav v'zisrei. To overcome one's Yetzirah. Here you have sinner for him. We want you to overcome that enmity and go help him out. Says Tosis, what do you mean? We're speaking about the soine, who you're allowed to, not only allowed to, but it's even a mitzvah to have sinner for him. So what's the point of being Kaifei Yitzroi? It's a mitzvah that he's doing. Says Tosis, the Gemara means, yeah, Reuven, who saw Shimon doing something inappropriate, may have sinner towards Shimon. It's a mitzvah. It's justified. Problem is that Shimon, on the receiving end of that animosity, will respond in kind. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei, "Kemayim apanim lepanim." Just as a person notices his reflection in water, "Kein leva adam laadam." The feelings inside the heart of one person will trigger a corresponding effect inside the heart of the other. Now Reuven has sinner because of the mitzvah, but Shimon, he will have a corresponding emotional response of true sinner to Reuven. His hatred is unjustified. That's an isser. He'll have true sinner. And he says, "Uboin mitekach de sinner gemura." It's going to have a ripple effect back and forth. They'll have true sinner. Now it's going to become a personal sinner. V'shayach kviyas yetzer. That's what the Gemara means. Kviyas yetzer. Conduct yourself in a manner which will preempt this type of development and make sure you don't come to true sinner, personal sinner. There's a big difference between personal sinner, which is asr, and just a dislike to the rishus in the person, to the inappropriate behavior that he's exhibiting. That's not personal. It's just the ra element within him. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. But to create true sinner, that's not allowed. That must be avoided at all costs. Continues the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Shleisha, the following three individuals, Chayeyan, Einam Chayin. Their lives are not lives. They live a very low quality life. Harachman, individuals who are over sympathetic, always having rachmanas on people, on animals, animal rights. They have no peace of mind. Varaschanan, individuals who are chronically mad, intolerant people. Vanini Hadas, individuals who are overly finicky. From Rav Yosef, Kulu, Isnu Bi. All these three things, the three characteristics mentioned in the Gemara, are all found in me. Tan Rabban, Shloisha, Soinin, Zeze. The following three hate each other. They're in competition. Elohe, Haklovim, dogs, Vatarnagoyim, chickens, Vachaverin. This was a Persian nation, the Chaverin, who quarreled with each other. Vish Oimrim, Af Azoinois, add that to the list. Vish Oimrim, Af. Talmid Chacham Shem Bavel, we find several times the Gemara reference to the fact that the Talmid Chacham and Bavel would speak to each other in harsh tones, in contrast with the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael spoke more softly. Tan Rabban, Shloisha Oyhaven Zeze, the following three have an affinity towards each other. They have a towards each other. Mashal explains that due to their low self-esteem, they hold themselves in low regard, and that's why they gravitate towards each other, they seek each other's companionship. Elohein, Hagerim, Va'avodim, Va'irvin, the crowds, by a table we find the Yoina, which was the kosher bird, and the Irv, which are non-kosher birds, so perhaps the Irv is the black sheep amongst the birds, and doesn't hold highly of himself, and therefore gravitates to the other Irvin. Arbo Ein Hadas Sevlasan. The following four, society can't tolerate them. It doesn't make sense what they're doing. Elohim. Dal, a poor man, Geya, who's a Baal Gaiva. It's not something reasonable. V'asher Mekachish, or a wealthy man who has enough, and he's Mekachish, he denies, he owes somebody money, and he denies it. It doesn't make sense, unjustified. V'zake Menayif, an older man who engages in Znus, Uparis Mizgoa Latziba Bechinim, or a fellow in a position of authority, in public service, who is Mizgoa Latziba Bechinim, he's a Baal Gaiva for no reason, Rashbam explains. He takes credit, but shifts the blame elsewhere. He doesn't really provide for the tzibur. He's not a true leader, a true governor. Some add this to the list. Fellow who divorces his wife once, takes her back, divorces her again, takes her back. Make up your mind. But Tanakama, the reason why Tanakama did not have this on his list, because sometimes it could be justified. Zimna d'ksuvas meruba. It could happen that her ksuba is a large amount of money which he can't afford, inami, or yesh le bonim heimena v'limotzim begarishlo, he has some children from her and he doesn't want to smear their reputation. That's why he can't remain in a state of gerish, and that's why he keeps on taking her back. Continues the Gemara, chamisha dvarim tziva knan es bonov. The following five things, knan instructed his children. Now, the Rashbam says doesn't necessarily mean that he actually left it as a tzavah and instructed them, but we see that the children of Canaan engage in this type of behavior, and apparently it's as though, he says ki'ilu, it's as though they are following a family legacy which was handed down by the patriarch by Canaan. So what is it? Ehevu zeze. We know that of course, the descendants of Ham, Canaan, the Shchorim, the Avadim, Ahavu Zeze, love each other, brotherly love. Now, this is not something positive. It's something which only pertains to their group, their ilk. So they join together in crime, etc. Ahavu Zeze, v'ahavu Sagezel. You should have ava to gezel. V'ahavu sazima, that's nus. V'sinu asadenechem, hate your masters. V'altadaber emes, don't speak truthfully. Shisha dvarim ne'morim besus. The following six are said regarding a horse. Oyev asaz nus. V'oyev asal mechama, he likes war, he likes action. V'ruch ha'gosa, he's a baal gaiva, v'ruch ha'gasa. U'moyes asa shena, he disdains, he has disdain for sleep. He likes movement and action. Va'oichel harbe moitzikim, eats a lot, but only produces a bit. Doesn't have enough. Doesn't even give enough waste for his owner to use as a fertilizer. Ve'ish oimem afem vakish laharik bal b'mochama. He even seeks to kill his owner, his rider, during wartime to toss him off and kill him. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. There are seven individuals who are in chayim. Nidus l'shon chayim. They're distance from shamayim. Elohim. Yehudi she'en la'isha. A fellow who chooses not to get married, or as a wife, but he chooses not to have children. He has children. Doesn't raise them. One who fails to wear tefillin on his head and his arm, tzitzis on his beged, mezuzah on the doorway. And Tosis points out, although you know tzitzis is not really an automatic chiv. If you have a beged of four corners, you have to have tzitzis. So what's the problem here? He says that even so, a person is meant to. Is meant to yesh lechazer lehavi atzim dechiv. A person is meant to pursue this mitzvah and obligate himself in the mitzvah to wear a beged with four corners as we do today. From a name, Al Miraglov. This is also on the list of this fellow who is menud l'shamayim, one who withholds shoes from his feet. He goes barefoot. Actually, a person. Vavelus and Mecherim, he's meant to take off his shoes. Veish Oimrim, Af Mishain Mesa Bechabur Shal Mitzvah. One who has disregard for Sudas Mitzvah, he doesn't join. Rashbam says, Taisus says, we're speaking like a Sudas Mila, which is a Sudas Mitzvah, or a wedding. You know, that's where the minute comes from, not to invite. You don't invite to a bris, because you don't want to. You want to avoid this concern of inviting and then have the person not show up. Not sure why by weddings we're not so makpid on that. In any case, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Mart, Amar Rabbi, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ish Hutzel. Minayin shein shoyalin b'kaldiyim. From where do we learn that one is not meant to seek the advice of stargazers? Shenamar tamim tia. You meant to be whole. You meant to be fully dependent on Hashem, safe and secure in His care. Don't worry about the future. Don't anticipate the asidus. Don't go look for stargazers to tell you the future. And if you do that, says the Ein Elyo, tamim tia. It's like you put a comma here. Im Hashem alakech. Then you're with Hashem. Hashem will exhibit special care and concern for you. You're in Hashem's care. If you adopt that attitude of tamim tia, im Hashem alakecha, and you merit special siyata d'shmaya, a special shmira from Hashem, and you rise above the stars and the mazalos. As we see by Avraham Avinu, tse'achutzog, leave the confines and the limitations of the mazalos. You're with Hashem. So there's no point, it's pointless to go to the Chaldeim. Rather, stick to Hashem and you're safe. U'menayin ha'yedeh b'chaveru shu gadol menu. From where do we learn that if one knows that the other fellow is a bit greater than him, gadol menu, afilu b'davar echad, he knows one more thing in Torah than you do, shechayev linik b'kavod. That obligates him to treat him with respect. Taisus points out that I'm not speaking that he taught him anything. He just knows that this fellow has more chachma than him. On account of that additional chachma, the fact that he has Teres Hashem in him, greater than you, he meant to respect him. Shenamar kol, this is by Daniel. Kol keval diruch yisera beit, der Yavesh, the king, recognized that Daniel was endowed with a high measure of spirit and chachma, who malka osed like a meisel kol machus, he wanted to appoint him to a high position. So we see that a person who stands higher in chachma is meant to be respected. One more thing we learned, vayeshevez adam tohar, an isha who was completing the Yimei Tahara, after childbirth, the first 40 days of the year. Zohar's birth is called Yimei Tahara. Even if she sees Dam, she's Mutal Shamish during that period. Now after the 40 days are up, her status changes and reverts back to normal. If she sees Dam now, she may not engage in Tashmish. In order not to confuse matters, you meant to take a break. Hayeshevas Adam Tor, Asur L'Shamish, she's meant to refrain from Tashmish. The Ravid says, it's to create a hecker, an indicator. Look, up until now, she had one din, even if she would see she could be Mashamish. But going forward, your status has changed. You reverted back to normal. If you will see tomorrow, the next day, it doesn't matter when. But if there will be a Re'iyah, she'll be Asr. So in order to set apart the Yimei Tahara from the days following, you meant to take a break, refrain, and this makes that statement. Look, now begins a new stage. Ad Kama, how much do you have to refrain? Rav, Oyna, Rashbam says, is a day or a night, in this case it will be a night, because the 40 days finish at the end of the day, and then that night refrain, that changes that status, now you're okay. So we had this halacha, these pieces of advice in the name of Rabbi Yossi Ishutzel. Says the Gemara, he actually had many names. Farshim say that in the time of the Romans, when they had the Xeris, that's learning Torah, they would have many aliases, as they would escape from one place to the other. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, who? Yosef Yishutzel, this person Yosef Yishutzel had many names. Hu Yosef Abavli, that was another name. He had many passports. Hu Isi ben Gur Aryeh was another name. Hu Isi ben Yehuda, another alias. Hu Isi ben Malalel. Hu Isi ben Gamliel. Hu Isi ben Malalel. Umashmai, what was his real name? Isi ben Akavishmai. We have another example of several aliases with another individual. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla was the same as Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha Deshmat. When we find the name Rabbi Yitzchak mentioned in a halachic discussion in the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha Deshmatahu. He's mentioned in Gemara's discussing Shmata Halachis. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Dagadatahu. When we find the name Rabbi Yitzchak mentioned in Agadatah Gemara's, it was a different Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. V'simanach, in order to remember who's who, of a pasuk and divrei hayamim, shimuni achai v'ami, and shimu and achi go together. So shimu is shmata, a halachic discussion in the Gemara, that's connected to achai, to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. This way you know Rabbi Yitzchak mentioned in halachic discussion is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ach. Let's make a quick chazara to his daf. We learned about not antagonizing the younger guy. We learned several quotations revolving around the number three things from the Anshei Yerushalayim, another three things regarding the individuals who resist temptation to the highest degree, three people that Hashem has ava to, who are mavam midoysav, three people that Hashem has dislike for. We had the three that their lives are intolerable, they have no peace of mind. We had three that are oyevazez, etc., etc. And we discussed the importance of joining a Sudas Mitzvah. In fact, Tosfos brings a medrash of one engages in Sudas Mila, he is nitzoil, medina shel gehenna, hatzlacha rabba.